For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Honestly. Hello, this is Kevin Psychology. I don't usually get a response back from a person whose problem I have so-called solved already, but in episode 7 there was a lady named Nancy who wanted to have her big bridge party with her friends. But she could only invite 20 people to her party because it was winter and her house was so small. There were other people that she wasn't as friends with that she wanted to invite because she didn't want to offend them. And she didn't know what to do. I just assumed that the people that she was a little bit friends with, she wasn't really friends with at all. That they backstabbed her or did wrong to her or something. I don't know. It was just an assumption. I don't know what I was thinking. Nancy emailed me back and gave me a little bit more information. She said, I want to invite those people who I'm a little bit friends with because I don't want to offend them. They haven't done anything wrong to me. I can only invite 20 people because it's winter and I don't have money to rent out a building and I don't want to have it at a friend's house. What do I do? Well, if I have to be honest, I honestly don't see this as a psychological problem. I kind of see this more as a practical problem. What I would do is I would have a 20-person party now, then when it's summer, I would have a huge one with everyone. I mean, that's just me. That's just what I would do. You do whatever you want. And thank you for waiting so long for this episode to come out. Alright, so I'm on the phone right now with Johnny, that's how you're supposed to pronounce his name, from the United States. Johnny, what's your problem?
Hi.
Hello.
There's this tree in my neighborhood. It's like, well, all our houses in the neighborhood are really close together.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that tree is, it's a dead tree, and it's about to fall on my house. So I'm thinking of removing it, but then if I remove it and cut it, and I make it fall in any other way except my house, it'll crush somebody else's house. What should I do?
I think you should contact the city to remove it. I don't really think this is a psychological problem. I think that this is a problem for the city to solve.
I've already called them. They say there's a wait list of, like, 2 months, and by that time it'll have already fallen.
Well, I'm sure it's not going to already have fallen.
Every, like, day or so, like, another branch comes off. It's, like, dying. One branch already knocked over my mailbox.
Well, the city comes to investigate it and sees if it's a problem or not. I'm sure that they said it's a problem, so you're on a wait list that's closer, so...
No, it'll take 2 months for them to get here.
Well, can't you hire a specialist to cut it down?
Who's got the money?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's not that much. Can you give me, like, an idea of your income?
Well, right now, I'm living with my mom, and she doesn't have a lot of money, and I don't have any money. That's why I'm not living in my own house.
Are you employed?
No.
What? Well, you should find a job, buddy.
Well, I've been trying, but nobody likes me.
I think you're a good person. I think,
You could tell that to everybody who I've been asking.
Well, ask your mom to find somebody to cut it down. I'm sure if you just ask the right questions, then you'll find somebody to cut it down for you.
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
And how would they get it down anyway?
Well, they would get a big truck and they would have tools to be able to take it down.
And if they messed up even a little bit, it would knock down another person's house.
I'm sure they won't mess a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will.
They're professionals.
Even professionals make mistakes.
How old are you?
I am 23.
So you live with your mom. Is your relationship with your mom, how's it going? Is it good?
Oh, she hates me.
She hates you?
I live in the basement. I, like, never come up.
Okay.
I'm just living there so that I have a roof over my head.
Where's your dad?
Oh, my dad died.
How long ago?
He died, like, 5 years ago.
Did you have a close relationship with your father?
Oh, yeah, we did everything together.
I'm sure if you just asked the right question, someone would cut it down for you. What about your other neighbors? I'm sure that if you asked them to...
Well, they're not worried about it because it won't crush their house. It'll crush my house.
Well, then why are you worried about it falling on somebody else's house?
Because I'm a very considerate person.
Well, but it'll fall down your house, correct? So it won't fall down on other people's houses.
Yeah, but if it falls down on my house and my mom's house, then that'll be bad for my mom, and then she'll be homeless.
Well, if you tell the neighbors about your calamity,
my neighbors hate me.
Why?
If there's anybody in the world who hates me more than my mom, it's my neighbors.
How do you know they hate you?
Oh, I went over there to ask for some food once because my mom said, no, you can't have any food, and then they threw me out.
Do you have any siblings?
Siblings? No, an only child.
Do you have any, do you have a close relationship with anybody? Do you have any friends? Any cousins?
Oh, yeah, I did have friends. In fact, they were actually coming over to my house, or to my mom's house, when she said it was okay to have a party with them. But then they got in a car crash, and they went off the road, and then they died.
Oh, sorry. Those were your only friends?
Yeah, they were my only friends. They were carpooling.
Do you have internet?
Well, my mom has internet, but she never lets me use it.
Do you have a computer in the basement?
No.
What do you have in the basement?
Nothing.
It's just an empty basement.
It's basically an empty basement with, like, a few cushions and nothing else, I guess. I mean, a few blankets and stuff like that. But...
Well, you should ask your mom and tell her that you think it's going to fall down on the house.
She'll be like, oh, you're such a kidder and stuff.
Well, if it's...
She's not aware of her surroundings.
Is she mentally disabled?
You could say that.
Alright, is this really a problem for Kevin's psychology?
I don't know, you chose to answer it.
I didn't choose to answer it, my secretary gave me the call.
Well, you're talking to me right now.
So you want me to solve this?
Yes.
Are you able to cut it down?
What do you mean, you think I have a chainsaw?
Can you move somewhere else?
I don't have money.
Do you have any friends or family that could take you in?
No.
No one?
No one. Well, I mean, I have a few relatives, but they're, like, really far away, like, in Asia. Like, somewhere around there. I don't know.
Do you have a telephone?
Well, yeah, my mom has a telephone, but she never lets me use it.
Well, you can use it when she's sleeping, can't you?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sure that if she stops you from using it, I'm sure you can... Because this is for your own personal safety. Your own personal life is at risk. And when your own personal life is at risk, you need to take the chances. So I think that if your mother is trying to stop you from going on the phone, you can defend yourself and tell her, no, I need to use the phone. Or you can just use it when she's sleeping or something.
And what would I do when I have the phone?
You would call a tree person and tell them that...
I'd say, remove this tree!
Correct.
But then they'd say, okay, and then I'd be like, how much is this going to cost? And they'd be like,
$400. You can take your mother's money.
No, she'd notice and get really mad at me and throw me on the streets.
She's not that strong.
Well, yeah, it's her house. She can kick me out.
Well, if it's her life and your life at risk, this is the choice where disobeying your mom would be the right thing to do. Usually disobeying your mother is the wrong thing to do, but this is a situation where it's not.
I'm a very obedient child. I listen to my mother.
I know, but this situation, even according to the commandments, you should, if someone's personal life is at risk, you are able to disobey somebody to be able to save lives. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not sure.
So you can take your mother's money.
Stealing and disobeying my mother at the same time?
It's not stealing and disobeying because it's right in the eyes of the Lord because you're saving people.
Is that so?
Yes, that is correct.
Who told you?
I'm a theologian, I know. I have a degree in theology and psychology.
Really? Now where'd you go to school?
I went to school at UB and Steubenville.
Oh.
Yeah.
I heard that those schools weren't very good.
Really?
Yes.
Which state do you live in?
What do you mean?
Which state do you live in?
In the United States.
So you're saying that there's no plausible way that I can solve your problem? No plausible thing that I've said that can possibly help you solve your problem?
Yeah, you can sum it up like that.
Well, then, I can't solve your problem, buddy. I'm sorry.
I thought you could solve everyone's problems.
I can't solve everyone's problems. There are some problems I can't solve. I'm human, and my...
Okay, I don't want to get all angry, but my...
It just goes to show how bad you being Steubenville are.
That's not how bad you being Steubenville are. I gave you an option, the option that I'm going to tell you.
The option is disobeying the commandments of the Lord.
Taking money to and calling somebody to save somebody's life is not against the commandments. That is not.
Well, it's still disobeying your parents.
It's not disobeying your parents. It's defending yourself.
Well, maybe I should ask her.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Well, I can already know what she's gonna say.
Well, if she says no, then disobey her, but it won't be disobeying. Okay, I'm done with this call. I'm sorry.
What? No.
I'm sorry. I can't solve your problem. I'm sorry.
It's an unsolvable problem then, right?
You're correct. I'm sorry. I'm really
what?
Sorry.
What? No.
I'm sorry. This is Kevin's...
I thought you could solve any
this
problems.
This is Kevin's Psychology.
What kind of...
This is the 9th episode of Kevin's Psychology. Next episode will be the last episode. It's going to be the last episode because I don't really have enough support. Now, I understand if you're not supporting me. I understand that my episodes don't come out really often, and they're kind of poor quality. But the next episode will be a blast. I saved the best for last. It's going to be amazing. And I have other stuff on my plate. I don't really have time to make more. But even though I don't really have time, like I said before, and I'm not making any more podcasts, if you want to email me a problem, I'll email you back. Just email me at kevinpsychology051703@gmail.com. No apostrophe in Kevin's. Thank you for listening. This has been Kevin's Psychology.
For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Honestly.